Transpac also has chest freezers in stock. Make sure to check that out here. 632, 93 KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix here with you on a Friday morning. 93 KHJ, as of late, has been doing a collaboration with Reggie Meredith. We all know Reggie, a very important artist here in American Samoa. Reggie is also teaching SPED at UH as part of a creative writing class that's included in the curriculum. And the class writes short stories, and some of them are really nice. There's 19 students all together. And one thing that we have been doing as of late is reading these short stories on the air. Today, this is a story that was written by Tracy Ayava, and it's called The King of the Jungle. And we have Sia in studio who will be reading today. Good morning, Sia.
Morning. Good morning, everybody. The King of the Jungle. In a land far, far away lived a king lion who was in charge of Tuawau, the jungle. He was a big and strong tai-tai, or leader. He fought anyone who stood in his way. Any predators that tried to challenge him were never successful. He was a great tai-tai, a leader, and had every animal of Tuawau worshipping the ground he walked on. His first priority was to protect Tuawau and the animals who lived in it. One day, King Lion was out hunting for food. The whole kingdom loved to watch King Lion hunt because it showed he was very brave, unafraid, and fierce. The hyenas of Tuawau got together to plan a challenge against the great King Lion. They planned to attack him when he would least expect it. Let's take down the King Lion. The kingdom will watch the King Lion fail, and we will be able to rule Tuawau, schemed the hyenas. Little did they know that the King Lion knew everything that was going on in Tuawau. Of course, the birds had informed King Lion about the plan. When the hyenas attacked, King Lion was ready for them. The whole kingdom watched as King Lion snarled at them. The hyenas were startled and ran away. In that moment, the King Lion grew very conceited of himself. He announced, "I am the one and only King of Tuawau. No one can defeat me, and no one will ever take my place." The animals of the kingdom began to mock King Lion, and all felt that he was becoming very self-centered. From that day on, King Lion passed through the kingdom and took whatever he wanted. The zebras who were drinking from the water hole heard King Lion coming. "Hey, zebras, what do you think you're doing? O ese, get away. Let your tai-tai drink from this water hole." The zebras were thirsty, but they obeyed King Lion and gathered around in the shade. "Ele sa'o le melea. This is not right. Is it just me or is King Lion getting real mean?" said one zebra. The rest nodded in agreement. "Yoy, yes, King Lion was not being nice back there." As King Lion grew hungry, he chased a cub to fetch him some food. "Come here, little one. Go get me some food," he said to the cub. The little cub ran in fear to fetch food for King Lion. The lionesses saw what happened and began to chat amongst themselves. "Va'ai'ai, look at that. Now he's got little cubs to do his chores. Okasileanga le tai-tai. This is one bad leader," murmured one lioness. King Lion had given himself a bad reputation. Sitting all alone in his den, King Lion was very thirsty, and by the time he got to the water hole, the zebras drank up all the water. He asked the zebras, "Hey, do you guys have some water to spare? Oh, maisa ovai." But the zebras brought up the time he chased them from the water hole and enjoyed the water for himself. "Do you remember when you chased us from the water hole? You were being very mean to us. So, no, leai, leai se vai mo oe. We do not have water to spare," the zebra said. They immediately turned and left. King Lion went around Tuawau looking for food. The little cub that fetched him food before, all grown up and was out hunting. "Hey, little one, fetch me some food," King Lion said. "Tai-tai, remember when you chased me to fetch food? I was very little and scared, and you didn't even say thank you when I came back with food," said the grown-up cub. "Well, you can hunt for food again," the King Lion said. "Ah, but you're forgetting one thing. I am not a little cub anymore. I am all grown up," said the now grown up cub. "Go hunt for your own food. I have a family to feed." The grown up cub turned away and continued hunting. King Lion returned to his den hungry and thirsty. He could not find any soul or find one soul who would care to give him some food or water. As he lay in his bed, he was trying to think with no one to help him. The words of the zebras and the little cub were heavy on his mind, and he was all alone. A few days passed, and the animals of Tuava were aware that King Lion had not been seen around ever since they denied him what he wanted. So they gathered under a big pulu tree to figure out how they could get their King Lion to change back into the aspiring Taitai they once knew. "What do you think, everyone? I think we should go check up on King Lion to see if he is well," suggested a giraffe. "Yoy, of course. I haven't seen him for a while now, too. I agree," screamed a hyena. "Let's go, Tato Wolo," hissed a snake. So the whole kingdom was off to see King Lion. King Lion heard voices coming from the pathway to his den and was afraid that the kingdom was planning an attack. So he hid in his den and waited for the voices to disappear. King Lion went around Tuava looking for food, but the voices kept on getting closer and closer. He peeked outside and finally made the decision to walk out and meet the citizens of Tuava. As he stood there, the grown cub began to say, "King Lion, you have been out of sight for a while, and we just wanted to see how you were doing." King Lion bowed his head in guilt. He replied with a humble voice, "I do not deserve this visit after the way I treated you all. Please, fa'amangalo mayao, forgive me." The grown cub tapped Lion King on the shoulder and said politely, "The King of Tuava has accepted your apology." The King Lion was very surprised and he roared happily, letting the kingdom of Tuava know that he was ready to become their humble king again. All the animals in the kingdom chanted, "Long live King Lion. Ia soifua pealitupu."